Now, in that speech to Congress overnight, President Trump said he'd received an important letter from the Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. It mirrored what Mr. Zelensky had said in a social media post earlier, regretting the West Wing bus stop last Friday, saying he was ready to work under Mr. Trump's strong leadership and offering terms towards peace, but only if reciprocated by Russia. Mr. Trump, who only yesterday announced an end to all US military support to Ukraine, said he appreciated the message and also that he'd received strong signals from Russia that it was eager for peace with Ukraine. He also indicated the Ukraine minerals deal is back on track. A lot to unpick. The BBC's Ukraine correspondent James Waterhouse joins us now. And James, yesterday President Zelensky had to put country first and set aside Friday's Oval Office dressing down from President Trump and J.D. Vance. Would that have been difficult for him to do and for his countrymen and women to watch?
Yeah, I think he ran out of political road after what we saw in the Oval Office. Then yesterday, the pulling of America's most powerful political lever and pausing military aid, directly hampering Ukraine's ability to defend itself and attack Russian positions and protect their cities' skies with air defense units. President Zelensky yesterday, after everything, had to adopt a conciliatory tone. He said, "Me and my team are looking forward to working under Donald Trump's strong leadership." He even gave specifics on what the first stages of a peace process could look like in terms of a ceasefire on drone attacks, attacks on infrastructure, even a naval ceasefire in the Black Sea. It's the first time we've heard those kind of proposals. But the glaring question is, will Russia be coerced to do the same, to make some kind of compromise in that regard as well? Because at the moment, with the continued pausing of military aid and Ukraine being hampered on the battlefield, there's nothing new announced by America that's hampering Russia. So I think those are the two glaring questions at the moment.
So is all we have at the moment that line from President Trump overnight in that speech that he believes that Russia is ready to come to the negotiating table? Strong signals, I think he said, it was ready for peace.
Yeah, and I think if you're Russia, you're pretty happy. You have America threatening to withdraw aid, or it has done in this scenario. You have Ukraine being compelled to give up territory. You have Ukraine at one stage being blamed for this war. You have President Zelensky being labelled as a dictator, whereas you've been on the receiving end of compliments by Donald Trump. Your sacrifice in seizing Ukrainian territory has been acknowledged. It's even been said that you hold all the cards because of the amount of Ukrainian land you hold. And if we are talking about negotiating positions, objectively, Ukraine is starting from a weaker position than Russia is. But it's very hard to see from where I am Russia surrendering a square inch of territory it has thrown everything at to take over the past 11 years of aggression in some kind of peace agreement. Nevertheless, if you do have, you know, Ukraine has signed this minerals deal. It's hoped that'll make it intervene, provide a security guarantee in the future. But the presence of American companies in the past didn't exactly stop Russia's invasion.
Is there really an appalling vista opening here for Ukraine? Their hand is being forced on the minerals deal now, following Friday. And in return, well, what are they getting? There's no indication that they are getting any return to any US military support.
No, it amounts to a huge gamble. And Ukrainians point to recent history as to why this is such a huge gamble. At the moment, all this is an investment opportunity to help the country recover. But if there is not a functioning ceasefire, a ceasefire that Russia is willing to adhere to, then in the words of President Zelensky, it all falls apart. It all becomes nothing. And we do have to remind ourselves of the international agreements Ukraine has signed in the past that involve Russia. The 1994 Budapest Memorandum, the failed ceasefires of 2014 and 15. Each time, Ukraine's territory has not only been not unrecognized, but invaded, seized by force. And there is a real chance, if you look on paper in terms of what Ukraine gets from this, that could happen again.
James Waterhouse, thank you very much for joining us, the BBC's James Waterhouse. And just to correct something from yesterday's programme, in an interview with the Ukrainian MP about the US decision to pause military aid to Ukraine, we mistakenly attributed a quote to President Zelensky, which was incorrect, and we apologise for that.